Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Mo, evangelical yes. Christian churches, they've been having a hard time reaching that core male 18 to 36-year-old demographic, just like everybody else. So to entice those guys to Sunday worship, some churches have begun offering young men what?
Robots that fight. I'm trying to think what the demographic. Girls that mud wrestle over beer.
You're circling around it, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's something they like.
Beer drinking, mud wrestling, girl robots.
Somewhere right now, a depressed pastor just went, aha!
That's it. That really is it. They're offering them. It's something related to that.
It's something related to that, to fighting, in fact.
Oh, it's a fight club.
Yeah, basically it's mixed martial arts.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah, like ultimate fighting. That's what the church is
offering.
Ultimate
fighting, yeah.
Ultimate fighting, yeah.
Yeah, the ultimate fighting. Yeah.
That's right. You can, guys.
That's in Revelations.
Guys, and I'm sure we have a lot of those listeners to our show. Guys, you can proclaim your devotion to the Prince of Peace by beating the living crap out of each other.
Sure.
You can turn your other cheek and then come back with a powerful roundhouse to his. As one pastor puts it to the New York Times, quote, compassion and love, we agree with all that stuff, but what led me to find Christ was that Jesus was a fighter, unquote. Now, if you're not familiar with mixed martial arts, this is the combat sport that takes place in an octagonal ring and involves a mix of taekwondo, kickboxing, wrestling, and a profound misunderstanding of the teachings of Jesus.
I don't know. This is...
Well, you know, mixed arts.
I don't know. It sounds very Revelations to me.
Yeah, very apocalyptic.
Is precedent. There, you know, like bare knuckles against slingshots and stuff. You know,
it's
biblical precedent.
But like a lot of things, the Jews tried this first. They tried something similar at synagogues, but it all came to a tragic end the day the mysterious fighter known as the Moil finally pulled off his signature finishing move. And
blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit these guns! Tonight, the lion will lay down with the lamb, but only one will leave. The smackdown on the mount.
I love that.
Down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I...